Good day, everyone. Welcome back to Dreams Warp, the podcast designed to awaken you to a new reality. For today's episode, we are going to be talking about desires that burn and how to maintain a healthy relationship with your desires. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. All right, let's go ahead and get into this. My name is George, and if this is your first time here, first I want to say thank you for checking out the podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to explore the mind and the depths of consciousness which create it. Ultimately, the podcast is here to help you gain a sense of mastery over your reality and your life through mastery of the mind. So if that's something that interests you, you have definitely come to the right place. And if you are enjoying the content of this podcast, I hope that you will consider sharing it with others. Now, we do have a few series here on our podcast. We have our Tuesday Taoism, we have our Zen stream on Sundays, and then I do try to throw in an extra episode here and there, like today, where I cover another topic, something related to mental health, for example. That is my background. I've been a psychotherapist now for about 16 years. We talk about mindfulness, we talk about relationships, we talk about different mental health issues. And like today, we're talking about desires and what it's like to live with desires. And the reason that I'm bringing up this topic is it's just something that has been arising quite a bit lately, comment section of YouTube videos. And I think, to be honest, I mean, just go right for the jugular here. I think that this is something that many people, if not all people, struggle with at some point in their lives. And there seems to be this sort of dualistic perspective on desires, having desires. You have, for example, some spiritual teachings, teachers out there that possibly will say, you know, desires are all inherently, you know, not good. Ultimately, the highest achievement is to abandon all desires. So that kind of thing. And then you also have the other side of the spectrum, for example, some teachings like you'll hear in Law of Attraction, for example, that desires are meant to be fulfilled. That's how we, you know, experience joy and happiness and fulfillment, is achieving desires, reaching goals, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I mean, look at also like a lot of the success mindset stuff that you hear about nowadays on YouTube. It's kind of, you know, made a big comeback, you know, and you hear success gurus talking about, you know, hitting your goals, achieving this, you know, accomplishing that and getting those desires met. And so you have this kind of, like I said, this dualistic perspective on this stuff, and you have almost like a spectrum, right, between the two. And as usual, if you've been listening to this for a little while, you know where I'm probably going with this, is that this dualistic perspective is obviously limited. Anytime you come across a particular subject and there seems to be these two opposite opinions, you know, if the more one side says, you know, gets louder and louder about their position, then the other side gets louder and louder about their position, it tends to kind of go nowhere. So I wanted to talk about this subject because I think, speaking for myself, okay, let me bring this back to me for a minute. This is something that in my past I had struggled with, you know, and I always, you know, had desire, for example, when I was a kid, you know, teenager, I had a desire to, you know, pursue a career in music. And, you know, that didn't work out. And I was very kind of obsessed with that whole idea. And that led into some issues, you know, that maybe I'll get into in another episode. But, you know, there was that desire. Then there's other desire that you hear a lot about, for example, on my YouTube channel. I do have a YouTube channel, by the way, for those of you that are new here. Same name, Dreams Warp. But there's, you know, a lot of on the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel tends to be more content, is more related to manifesting and Law of Attraction type stuff, just because that seems to be what people want to hear, that want to watch on the YouTube. And I have to kind of, you know, in order to reach a wider and wider audience, I kind of have to follow what the algorithm does on YouTube. That's one of the reasons that I really enjoy doing this podcast. I mean, I don't dislike talking about the stuff that I talk about on YouTube, but I like this doing this podcast a little bit better because it allows me to, I feel, it allows me to explore a little bit more areas that are outside that whole thing of manifesting and law of attraction type stuff. But anyway, on the channel, I get a lot stronger presentation of people asking about, I lost my significant other. I need to get them back. How can I manifest this? Or, I have this job that I really, really want. Please, how do I manifest this? And I get a lot of questions about, I hate my appearance. I don't like how I look. I don't like how short I am. I don't like how tall I am. I don't like how heavy I am. I don't like how I want to be more fair skinned. I want to be more this, and all these desires that come up. And so this is a subject I felt was worth talking about, because I'm going to just start by saying this first statement that I want to start from. It is impossible for you to be a human being, okay, and have absolutely zero desires. Impossible. It doesn't happen, okay? And I'm going to explain to you exactly why. The desire to not have desires is a desire, okay? The desire, if you get hungry enough, you're going to have a desire to eat, okay? If you're human and you have a biological drives, you're going to have desire for sleep. You're going to have desire for procreation. You're going to have desire for entertainment. You're going to have desire for, having a roof over your head, okay? For example, shelter. You have a desire for your friends, your family to be happy, to feel loved. You have a desire as a human being for you to feel loved, right? You could even say that the desire or the goal, aim of achieving some kind of enlightenment, awakened state, or being more mindful, those are all desires. They're all desires, okay? So we can kind of throw that whole perspective of having absolutely zero desires out the window, okay? Because it really, really doesn't exist. So then the question becomes, okay, so we have desires. There's no way around that. So kind of where I started at the very, very, very beginning of the podcast, how do we form a healthy relationship with our desires? How do we keep our desires from burning us, right? And that's kind of the title of this episode that I wanted to address, is that there are many people that when I have exchanges with them, for example, on the comment section of the YouTube channel, and even in my day-to-day work, you know, with doing therapy with people one-on-one, there is a high propensity for individuals to be, you could almost see them or feel them burning inside from something that they really, really, really desperately want. And this is what I'm coining, you know, having a desire that is burning you, okay? And I don't mean burning in a good way, okay? I'm talking about burning in a negative way, right? Burning away, you could say, your ability to feel joy, your ability to be present, to be happy, to be grateful, okay? And this is very important because, you know, it's one of those paradoxical things that the more you are focused on something that's not here, a desire that you want that is not present in your life, the more and more focused you are on that, the more and more you're clinging to that, the more and more you're paying attention to that, the more and more you're attached to that, then by definition, you are going to be less and less grateful, less and less at peace, less and less joyful. And the paradoxical part is the more that you get out of the gratitude, out of the peace, out of the happiness, the further and further away you may be pushing that desire from coming to you, okay? And it's a bummer. Absolutely, it's a bummer. Because for many, they're in a position where having that desire burn less can seem overwhelming. The process of having their desire burn less can seem overwhelming. A concrete example. You have somebody who was in a relationship for several years and the relationship just ended, right? Extremely difficult feelings. Lots of loss, possibly grief, possibly, really missing the person, and it's very easy to feel in that moment hurt, to feel betrayed, to feel lonely, to feel very sad, to feel empty, to feel disconnected, you know, very strong feelings. And the knee-jerk reaction may be to do everything and anything that I have to do to get this person back. I have to have this person back. I cannot feel happy unless I have this person back. I cannot feel okay unless I have this person back. And this, you know, I bring up this example because it's sitting from where I am, right? Where I'm in a relationship, been married for 14 years, very happily married, you know, no issues. It's easy for me to sit in this position and look at someone in that position and say, oh, well, you know, that desire is burning you too hot. You have to kind of let that go, right? Easier said than done, easier said than done. So I try to be compassionate, you know, and realize that I'm not in that person's shoes, right? So I can't, I mean, of course, I've had a broken heart before, but it was years and years and years and years ago. I'm not there now. So I cannot sit from where I am and point fingers and say, oh, well, you need to, you know, let go. You need to, you know, surrender this desire. You need to do this. But what I can say is that when you are in a position like that, okay, if you go too far into that desperation, okay, too far, we all know how bad it can get, okay? And when I'm talking here about, you know, individuals who end up, you know, hurting themselves, you know, doing things, you know, really, really destructive things to themselves, to others. So we at some point do need to find a way to balance out, I guess is the best way to put it, to balance out these burning desires with other practices to hopefully get us feeling okay, I guess is the best way. At the very least, right? That's like the least thing that should be the goal. Hopefully we can get further than just okay. We can get, you know, a little joyous, a little grateful, and like I said, paradoxically, the more we're able to do that, then again, it just seems to be the way the universe works, that the more we're able to feel gratitude, joy, happiness, peace, then automatically things start coming to us that make us feel even more joyful, right? Okay, so let me pause here for a quick second. I'm going to come back with some very specific things to share with you about how we can start to balance out desires with feeling joyful in the moment, okay? Because that's really the key to this whole thing. Let me just pause here, quick word from a sponsor, and I'll be right back. All right, thanks for your patience. I am back. Just want to take a quick moment here, remind you that if you ever want to reach out to me to ask a question, make a suggestion, express a concern, or if you have an idea for a future podcast episode, you could always email me at elucidatethereal@gmail.com. You could also hop on over to the YouTube channel, same name, Dreams Warp. Find any one of the videos, doesn't matter which one. Post a comment under it. Say, hey, I just heard your podcast, had a comment, question, or concern. I get notified right away. I could respond to you over there in the comment section. You can also follow me, find me on Twitter. Send me a private message there on Twitter, a direct message. And you should follow me while you're there. I do post things regularly on Twitter. And retweet some things that I like reading, and I think these serve as wonderful little reminders, nudges throughout the day to focus on your practice, focus on your breath, focus on the present moment. So make sure you follow me on Twitter to get that good stuff. It's also the same name, Dreams Warp. And finally, I'd like to make a request. If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts and you are enjoying the content, I hope that you'll take a moment, leave a nice review and a rating. That really helps me and the podcast out. All right. So we were talking about desires, healthy desires, forming a healthy relationship with our desires. And we have established, hopefully, that, you know, you can't be a human being and have absolutely zero desires. So how do we manage or balance out feeling grateful, joyful in the moment, the way the moment exists, while at the same time holding a desire for something that we wish to have appear in our present moment at some point in the future, right? And of course, I speak here in relative terms when I talk about present, future, past, because of course, as I've shared here plenty of times, that's ultimately a bit of a delusion, right? It's a product of the way our brain works and our five senses work. Ultimately, there is no present, no past and no future. It's just the way that the mind operates in this this universe, this consciousness. So that being said, okay, because we are living this relative or subjective reality, this perspective that we have of time, we are talking about, again, being grateful for what is here now, and at the same time, being able to hold in a healthy way something that we want to have appear in our lives that is not here yet, and not allowing desperation for that thing to rob us of our ability to feel joyful and grateful in the present moment. And like I was just saying, that for some situations, for some people, that can be quite a challenge. Now, I want to present to you here something I talked about, it was quite a while ago, maybe a year ago, more or less, year and a half ago. I did a YouTube, I think it was a YouTube video. I'm almost sure it was a YouTube video on this topic. And I use this metaphor of a tree, a large tree, okay? And well, you could say it starts out as a baby tree and whatever. It grows into a large tree, hopefully. But the metaphor is basically this. So I want you to just imagine that when you have someone, an individual who has been really, really focused a lot, been training a lot for many years on being mindful, being very present, being very grateful for what is here right now, okay? So these are types of practices that I've talked a whole lot about here on the channel and on the YouTube, on the YouTube channel and here on the podcast. We're talking about things like practicing mindfulness, practicing meditation, practicing gratitude, right? Looking for things to be grateful for, expressing gratitude for those things, being of service to others, things like that. Things that are really something that you are doing in this moment, okay? That is basically, again, relatively speaking, free of desire, just things that are here right now. When you've really, really focused on that very strongly, okay? And I would also include, by the way, in that list of practices, I'm sure there's many more things that I don't know about, but the ones that I would include is the ones I just mentioned: mindfulness, meditation, gratitude, helping others. I would also say exercise is a very important part of that. Good diet is also a very important part of that. But all those things that are focused on feeling good right here, right now, you can say that, going to the tree metaphor, that this is almost like ensuring that the tree has very, very deep roots. Okay, it's very rooted in the present moment, right? Kind of makes sense. So we're very rooted in the present, right? We feel that joy, we feel that gratitude of just being alive, being in these bodies, experiencing all this amazing abundance of sensory information around us, and really being able to feel completely alive each and every moment, right? Taking full advantage of this experience of living. On the other side of the spectrum, okay, we have the conscious or unconscious desires, things that we want that may not be here yet. So I have this goal. I want to, you know, I want to one day be a millionaire. I want to one day, you know, find that perfect relationship. I want to get married. I want to have children. I want this promotion at my job. Oh, I really want to live in this other country. I really want to, whatever, all these desires that we have, okay, which are neither good or bad, okay, they're just there. You could say, going back to the tree, that this is how far our branches, what our branches are reaching for. So as we go up from the roots to the trunk of the tree, you could say that that's like the, you know, our center, the body. And then as we go outward more into the mind and into the, you know, our conscious mind, our thinking mind, our rational mind, we are getting up out into the branches and the leaves. And the leaves and the branches, if you see them in a tree, they're always stretching outward, right? They're always reaching for something. So I like this little metaphor because what we start to see, and I don't know if you know this is true or not, a few years back, and I want to go off on a tangent here, so I'll go through this really quickly, but a few years back, we had a tree that was next to our house that was very large, and it was very close to our house, and we were concerned about the roots of the tree possibly, you know, tearing up our floor, plumbing, whatever. So I had an arborist come out to look at the tree, and he said, look, this tree's been here for, 20 something years, you know, trees like 20 or 30 years old. If the roots haven't dug into your house yet, they're probably not going to. And just so you know, as long as you continue to have the branches trimmed, the roots won't grow much more. And I found this very interesting. I don't know how we got into the discussion, but I said, well, how do you know this? He says, well, roots tend to grow as deep and grow out as far as branches do on the top of the tree. So I thought, huh. And for some reason, this image just kind of stuck in my mind. And I realized that when I see a huge tree with these gigantic branches that can reach out so far, right, so large, it's interesting in my mind to picture that underground, under the trunk of that tree, there are roots that go as far out and as deeply as those branches go high and far out. And this is it's a lesson here, right? This metaphor really works, is that the more we are able to be rooted, the deeper and more strongly we are rooted, the deeper and more profoundly that we can feel that gratitude, that joy, that total being alive, being completely present, right? Then by definition, our ability to hold desires in a healthy way will be just, it's direct correlation, right? The more rooted we are, the more we will be able to have a very healthy relationship with any type of desire, any type of desire. And this is very, very, like, I just love this metaphor. I think it works really well. And so we can carry this metaphor forward and say that if you're not very centered, your roots are not very deep, and you're reaching very, very far, meaning you're very desperate for something, what's going to happen? You're going to topple over, right? You're going to have issues. Your trunk can break, okay, to use the metaphor. You can start to have fractures in your personality. You could start to feel very unhappy, very miserable. So it's very important, as I was saying just a little bit ago before the break, to learn how to balance these two areas. And this is where, again, you know, I so strongly emphasize, you know, these practices of meditation, of mindfulness, of finding something to be grateful for, paying more attention, filling our attention more fully into what our senses are perceiving right now, you know, experiencing the joy of abundance of what our senses are always reporting, being able to fully be present with loved ones, being able to inhabit these bodies more fully, to cherish these bodies, to honor these bodies, to just really enjoy the experience of being alive. And when you're able to do that, then, like I said, desires are just balanced. They're just balanced. You have them. That doesn't mean that they disappear. But no desire robs you of your ability to feel happy. No desire robs you of your ability to feel grateful. And again, paradoxically, when you reach that, the desires are automatically much easier to attain. Just much, much easier because there's so much less resistance, right? You're already so happy. So I want to give you one final visual here, okay? Another way to look at this, that if the tree doesn't work for you, maybe this will, okay? So just picture in your mind, you can close your eyes for a minute if you want. Picture in your mind like a pie chart, okay? Like a circle, just a pie chart with a little dot in the center, okay? And you're going to start to see slices of this pie, right? And each slice represents, you say that the whole pie represents your whole consciousness, all right? Everything you're able to pay attention to, okay? And what I'd like you to imagine is that each slice of the pie is basically a representation of where you put your attention, all right, throughout the day. So for example, if I have 24 hours in a day and I spend, let's say there's one slice for every hour, okay, this is a very, very simplistic example of one. Let's say I spend 1 hour thinking about my child, okay, well, that's one slice of the pie right there. And I spend another hour thinking about my job, okay, there's another slice, right? So in the end of the day, right, my whole 100% of my consciousness is evenly divided into 24 different things. Okay, that's just a real simple version of this. Now, what I'd like you to imagine is how, if you had to be real honest with yourself, right? If you have a desire, something you really want, how much of that circle, how big is that slice of the pie? How often are you thinking about it, obsessing about it, clinging to it, attaching to it? It's interesting. It's very interesting when you look at it this way, because sometimes you could have individuals who are out there doing affirmations, doing 5x55, doing visualizing, doing all these different things, which are supposed to be steps toward manifesting this thing, but they are taking up such a huge percentage of that person's consciousness throughout the day that they only have tiny slivers of the pie left to for other practices, such as being grateful, being joyful, meditation, mindfulness, all these different things. So what we want to see, ideally, right, is a pie chart where you have one section that is a nice big slice for gratitude, a nice chunky slice for mindfulness, a nice slice for meditation, a nice slice for exercise, a nice slice for a good diet, a nice slice for family, a nice slice, right? You have all these even nice areas. And then you also have a nice slice there for your desires, time where you spend visualizing, maybe doing your 5x55, maybe doing your affirmations, maybe doing some scripting, maybe doing all these things. But your time, right, is not, or your attention, okay, whatever you want to call it, the part of your consciousness that is absorbed by that desire is not taking up most of that whole circle, okay? If that's the case, then that's very equivalent to what I was describing earlier of a tree that has, you know, short little roots, but the branches are going out way, way, way too far, right? And then you're off balance. So I hope that you are able to look at your practice today and just think about this, right? Whether you are focused right now more on deepening your roots or whether you are focused right now on manifesting desires, I would just encourage you to have a balance between the two and make sure that your pie chart is looking nice and even, or that your tree is both, your roots are sinking more deeply as you are reaching out further with those branches of desire. All right. I hope that you found this helpful today and that these metaphors help you. Again, you could always reach out to me with any comments, questions, concerns through those means I mentioned earlier. Make sure you stay tuned. I'll be back tomorrow with another Zen stream on Sunday. And again, I just really want to thank you for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your day.